And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. Right now, we're going to talk with our favorite brewery. It's right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's one of the oldest in Michigan. It's right off 96 and 28th Street. It's called Schmoe's Brewing. And we're going to talk to their head brewer. And it's a lady. Her name is Gabby. Gabby, welcome to the Grillin' Guys.
Thanks, Bob. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, we had you in a few months ago, and you brought me some wonderful Scotch ale, and I appreciate that so much. But I wondered what is on tap right now and what you might be bottling and kegging right now.
I have two of my favorites right now are the Syrus Hefeweizen, which is a traditional German Hefeweizen, and our strawberry wheat, it's called Pickle Pink. And then I'm going to be kegging and bottling on Friday our Oktoberfest.
Oh, that's a big favorite every year.
Oh, yeah.
And that one ends up in a lot of restaurants, so you put a lot of that in kegs, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Most of our stuff we keg, and we keg everything, and we bottle some.
Right. I was pleasantly surprised to go into Larkin's last year during one of the parades. And I said, what do you have on tap? And they said, we just got Schmoe's Oktoberfest. And I go, okay, give me four of those. It was so nice. I was so proud of you guys.
That's awesome.
Because there's so many breweries to compete against and tough competition. So when a bigger bar like that takes on your product, it's just, you know, it really says a lot about your brewing ability.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, and our Oktoberfest is different from a lot of other Oktoberfests. We don't go strictly by the guidelines for the Oktoberfest. Ours is more of like a harvest beer. So it's dark. It's a dark, clean lager. It's brewed with some dark wheat and some Pilsner malt. It's lightly hopped. There's a little bit of sweetness to it, but it's very clean, and it's just a really nice beer for the fall.
That's a great thing to bring up, because one of the problems with so many Oktoberfests is they're just too sweet for me. People have gone towards candy.
Exactly. It's still got that malt background, but it's nice and clean, and it's still fairly light. It's only 5% and about 25 IBUs, so, nothing that is going to shock your system if you're not a huge hop fan.
So anybody can drink it. So in your
exactly.
tap room, you're open 5-6 days a week yet, even with the ridiculous government thing?
Yes. We are open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and we're closed on Sundays.
Tell me, do you have any of that Blood Orange still on tap?
Yes, we do. Our Soul Crusher Blood Orange Pale Ale is still on tap. That's around 4.8% alcohol and about 52 IBUs, and it's got a nice, some blood orange in there that really balances with the citrusy hops.
It is fantastic. If you're in the area of Southeast Grand Rapids, it's just north of 28th Street on Patterson Avenue next to the ice rink. It's called Schmoe's. You got to go to that tap room and try out, there's so many beers on tap there, but your John T. Pilsner, of course, it's a mainstay of your place. And another beer that you guys do really well with that sells in the bottle all over the place is the 120.
Yes, our non-alcoholic beer, yes. In fact, that is we only bottle that when we don't keg it, and we sell so much of it. In fact, between that and the root beer, that pretty much got us through the whole COVID thing.
Isn't that crazy?
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, we have people that just are really serious about those beers. And so we got some more 120 that we're bottling in a couple weeks here. So
I have given that to people who, really don't care to buy O'Doul's or some of the other big commercial non-alcohol beers on the market.
Exactly.
I believe that was created by Chaz and Jim years ago.
Yes.
And they named it 120 because Chaz told me it'd take you 120 of them to get a buzz.
that's what I heard too. I don't know if I believe that, but it's a good story anyway.
It is. It's very funny. But it's kind of nice if you have somebody that really wants beer and knows that they can't drink beer or simply doesn't like alcohol. which is not normally the case. It's normally because they just had to quit drinking because they were naughty.
Exactly. Or, like, we have a lot of pregnant women that come in and have one of those every once in a while. And because it's in order to be called a non-alcoholic beer, it has to be under 0.5% alcohol. So, and the thing with our 120 is that it's got a really nice hops bite to it. So, you know, if you're an IPA fan, this, you will love this if you can no longer, if your doctor has told you can no longer have alcohol for, you know, for health reasons or something like that.
And you're not sacrificing because it's a really tasty, I've had it. It's a really tasty beer. You're not penalized by drinking like near beer. It's real beer. It's awesome.
Exactly.
So what else is coming up this fall? You also make a beer that's an Old English.
Our Miracle Old Ale, is that what you're talking about? Yes. That will be, that usually comes out in November. Usually around Thanksgiving time, sometime in November.
That is
not on my schedule yet, but I'm pretty sure we are planning to brew that very soon.
I would tell you to make lots of that because every time I try and get it, it's sold out. And I guess it's kind of nice when your beer is sold out, but it's also nice if you can walk out with a 6 or 12. So just a heads up. Just totally selfishly there.
Okay.
So, Gabby, how long have you been brewing?
Professionally? I've been home brewing since about, I think, 1992.
Wow.
And then I here at Schmoe's was my very first professional job. And as of October 1st, it will be my 8-year anniversary here at Schmoe's.
How about that? And one of the fond memories I have of you is right when I first met you, we were sitting there at the end of the counter, and I asked you where you like to go after work, and you said you very often go to Gravel Bottom. And I said, where's that? And you said, it's in Ada. And, you know, come to find out, Nick is like my best friend's son-in-law. So I went over there and I ran into Nick, and of course that's close to my house, so that got to be a fun place to go once in a while. But
they're really good guys over there.
They are.
I like it over there.
Yeah, they are. But I think it's cool the way brewers have this camaraderie, and I've got to say you're probably one of the few females in that group. I don't know of a lot of lady brewers.
I think there's more over in the Detroit area. But I know there's some over here. I just, off the top of my head, I can't think of any, because the few that I remember no longer have moved out of Southwest Michigan or out of the state.
Well,
are now brewing at other breweries. So
that's cool. I have three daughters.
I need to catch up.
I have three daughters, and they're all about girl power. So good for you. It's nice that we live in a country that has such openness and everybody gets an opportunity.
Yes, it's a good thing.
Well, Gabby Palmer, Schmoe's Brewing Company, stop in and say hi to her, and by all means have one of those blood orange, and of course anything else you have on the list. You've done a marvelous job upgrading the lines there, and we're proud of you.
Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Okay, see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, that is Gabby from Schmoe's, and you are listening to The Grillin' Guys on The Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and I can say network. We're going to be right back.
Hey, guys. Schmoe's now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoe's as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.